The Bible and Modern Science with your host, Dr. Joseph Henson of the Science Faculty of Bob Jones University. Here is Dr. Henson.
Thank you. On our last program, we had started talking about the histological changes of metamorphosis. Histological, for those of you that may not know, simply has to do with tissues. And I was reading a section out of the entomology text, which is simply a brief introductory statement about this. And we had established that in complete metamorphosis in insects like beetles, butterflies, wasps, etc., where you begin with an egg, you have a larval stage, then the resting pupal stage, and then the adult. The adult bodies are unbelievably different from the larval bodies. And those changes, to go from the internal structure of a larvae to the internal structure and the exoskeleton of the adult, cause unbelievable changes in most body systems. Few exceptions, but most of them are grossly different. And interestingly enough, in some cases, the larval structure is more complicated than the adult structure is, which would be the opposite of what I think most folks would expect to occur. I made one comment about that, to the point that the number of muscles in a larval body in one segment, one somite of a larval body, there are more than there are total muscles in all of the body of the adult of the stages. So, unbelievable changes. This is what the text was talking about. I want to finish that section, and then we'll talk about it a little bit. The changes from instar to instar, from one larval stage to another larval stage in insects, with simple metamorphosis where there just is an increase in size, no additional structures, but just the succeeding stages get larger and larger and larger. With simple metamorphosis, are generally relatively, changes from instar to instar in insects with simple metamorphosis are generally relatively slight and gradual, being most marked at the final molt to the adult. But in insects with complete metamorphosis, there is considerable reorganization within the insect in the pupal stage. And I had made the remark last time that this considerable reorganization is a gross understatement. Some structures in the larvae, such as the heart, the nervous system, the tracheal system, change very little at metamorphosis. Now, I would take issue with that, depending on your viewpoint. Since the adult body structure is quite different, the tracheal system, which is the system of tubes that allows oxygen to be carried to in the body of the insect itself, and the nervous system. To my mind, there are major changes, but I won't quarrel unduly with the author here. Some adult structures are present in a rudimentary form in the larvae and remain so during successful larval instars. Now, let me stop and comment about that for a moment. How in the world does a structure which is of no use in the larval stage, but is simply, to use the author's term, a rudimentary structure of a system in the adult, how is that going to evolve in a larvae where there's no use for it, no function for it, etc.? And the answer to that, in my opinion, is simply that this is, again, testimony to a creator. Evolution is not going to produce this kind of thing. And so, contrary to the opinion of some folks, they simply miss that when they deal with the thing that the author is addressing himself to. Some adult structures are present in rudimentary form in the larvae and remain so during successful larval instars. Then, more or less suddenly, they develop into their adult form in the pupal stage. Still other adult structures are not represented in the larvae and must be developed at the time of metamorphosis. So your author is simply indicating here that there are lots of structures that are going to be present in the adult that have no indication of this in the larvae. This is what all that reorganization is about. All of the changes that have to occur. The actual stuff of the larval body, I'm talking now about the individual cells and the chemicals that are there, have to be changed into organs and systems that do not exist in the larval stage. Now, for any of you with any understanding of genetics, you have to understand how unbelievably complicated, how many thousand chemical reactions are involved in this kind of thing. I don't know a way to put a figure on that. And it is not something that the insect larvae read about in an insect physiology text. It is also not something that could be explained sensibly on the basis of an evolutionary process. Still, other adult structures are not represented in the larvae and must be developed at the same time of metamorphosis. The changes during metamorphosis are accomplished by two processes, histolysis and histogenesis. Now, I mentioned, I think, last week that histological simply has to do with tissues. So histolysis, H-I-S-T-O-L-Y-S, lysis, means to dissolve or digest. So on the one hand, you have enzymes there that are going to be digesting away parts of the larval structures that are there, and histogenesis then means the formation of tissues. So you have other enzymes that are controlling reactions that are forming chemicals, organs, tissues that were not present in the larvae itself. Unbelievably complicated. Histolysis is a process whereby larval structures are broken down into material that can be used in the development of adult structures. And this breaking down into material is telling you that the systems of the larvae are simply dissolved. They are dissolved, protein, carbohydrate, lipids, down into the end products of digestion, fatty acids and glycerol, sugars, amino acids, and these are the materials then that are used as the raw materials to cause the new organs, new systems, new structures to be synthesized from that. And again, for those of you with enough biological understanding to be aware of the relationship between the genetic material in the organism and the process that involves the DNA, the RNA, the enzymes, the chemical reactions, you begin to get some appreciation for the unbelievable complexity of what's going on. And bear in mind, please, that the instructions for everything that we're talking about here had to be present in the fertilized nucleus of the egg. This is not something that could be added during the process some way. It is not something that could be affected by some kind of environmental process during the egg or larval or even pupal stage. These are instructions that had to be encoded there prior to the fact. Histolysis is a process whereby larval structures are broken down into material that can be used in the development of adult structures. Histogenesis is the process of developing adult structures from the products of histolysis. The chief sources of material from histolysis are blood, fat body, and histolyzed tissue, such as larval muscles. Also, the exoskeleton of the larvae. This was pretty much, with one very thin layer, this was all dissolved away. And then the raw materials of that, the chemicals of that, are changed into the exoskeleton of the adult. And if you know the organic chemistry of chitin, of all of this stuff, you have to be impressed with the unbelievable complexity that's going on in this little sac there that changes that insect larvae into the adult that is going to be formed if things go as they usually do. These changes begin in the last larval instar before the molt to the pupa. The first change appears in the epidermis, which secretes the pupal cuticle. Now here again, something rather interesting. is the pupal cuticle of any help, any function to the larvae? And obviously the answer is no. So that you have some instructions being given which could not possibly be the consequence of some kind of imagined evolutionary process. But it speaks rather of an intelligent creator providing ahead of time those things that are going to be necessary in the next stage of development. These changes begin in the last larval instar before the molt to the pupae. The first change appears in the epidermis, which secretes the pupal cuticle. The other changes begin in the pre-pupal stage of the last larval instar and continue through the pupal stage. Now here is a situation in which the internal body of one stage of the insect, the larvae, is changed into the internal body and the exoskeleton of the adult. The more you understand of the chemistry and genetics and biology, the more you ought to be impressed with the mystery of what goes on here, the essential need for instructions present in the organism before any of these changes occur, and the fact that, pick whatever mechanical theory of evolution you want, use and disuse or natural selection or mutations, those processes cannot in any wise produce what is necessary in order for metamorphosis to occur. So we're seeing here a self-contained package of organic material, first as an insect larvae, that is then rearranged into a form different, almost totally different in the adult, and that is occurring as a consequence of an intelligent design by a powerful creator in order to accomplish his purpose in this particular creature. How a person can have knowledge of this and not appreciate the fact that God is an amazing creator, again, is beyond my comprehension. There simply cannot possibly be an evolutionary explanation for all that we've just talked about.
Thank you, Dr. Henson. You may send email to Dr. Henson at jhenson@bju.edu. That's jhenson@bju.edu. Or write to Dr. Joseph L. Henson, Box 34621, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, zip code 29614, in the United States of America. You're invited to listen next time for The Bible and Modern Science.